Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know that feeling when life just seems a bit overwhelming? Like there's too much noise, too many demands, and your brain feels like it's running on overload? Yeah, me too. We're living in a world that constantly bombards us with information, pressures us to perform, and tells us we need the latest and greatest. It's no wonder so many of us are struggling with our mental well-being. But here's the good news. Stoicism isn't just about gritting your teeth and enduring hardship. It's also a powerful toolkit for cultivating inner peace, resilience, and genuine happiness. Today, we're diving into some practical strategies you can use to improve your mental health, inspired by the timeless wisdom of Stoic philosophy. Get ready, because these aren't just fluffy feel-good tips, these are actionable steps that can make a real difference in how you navigate life's ups and downs. First things first, let's talk about self-awareness. Ever heard the saying of the self? The Stoics took this to heart. They believe that understanding your own thoughts, emotions, and reactions is crucial for maintaining mental well-being. Think of it like being a detective in your own mind. Pay attention to your patterns, identify your triggers, and notice how different situations affect you. Journaling can be a great way to do this. Just jot down your thoughts and feelings throughout the day. You'd be surprised what you learn about yourself. Next up is reframing your perspective. This is all about challenging those negative thought patterns that can really drag us down. Remember, our thoughts aren't always reality. When you catch yourself thinking something like, I can't handle this, try to reframe it as, this is challenging, but I'm capable of finding a solution. Focus on what you can control, your actions and your reactions, rather than getting caught up in things beyond your influence. Third, practice gratitude. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can make a world of difference. It could be something as small as a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny morning, or a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude shifts your focus away from what's lacking and towards what's already abundant. Now let's talk about building resilience. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns that's just part of the human experience. Stoicism teaches us to embrace these challenges as opportunities for growth. Remember, you're stronger than you think. When things get tough, remind yourself of past experiences where you've overcome adversity. Draw on those strengths and believe in your ability to navigate whatever comes your way. Lastly, take care of your physical health. It's no secret that exercise, good nutrition, and enough sleep are essential for mental well-being. Think of it this way. Your mind and body are interconnected. Taking care of one directly benefits the other. Even small changes can make a big difference. Try going for a walk in nature, cooking a healthy meal, or getting a good night's rest. Let me share a quick example to bring all this together. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on your way to an important meeting. Your mind might start racing with negative thoughts, I'm going to be late, I'll look unprofessional. But instead of letting those worries consume you, try applying what we've discussed. First, become aware of those anxious thoughts. Acknowledge them without judgment, then gently redirect your attention to something else. Maybe listen to an uplifting song, take a few deep breaths, or use this time to mentally prepare for your meeting. That's reframing your perspective. You can't control the traffic, but you can control how you react to it. Remember that even though you're in a frustrating situation, you've got this. You've faced challenges before and come out stronger. That's building resilience. And hey, if you get to your meeting a few minutes late, it's not the end of the world. Breathe, be present, and focus on delivering your best work. So, there you have it, 5 key strategies for improving your mental health inspired by Stoic philosophy. Remember, building inner peace is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and consistency. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. As always, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts, experiences, and any questions you have in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more episodes packed with practical wisdom to help you navigate life's challenges with strength, wisdom, and courage. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.